Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm all right.
I got to tell you, I'm going to do this.
Yeah?
Start with the slow clap. Those guys in the plows. I got to tell you, that was the best winter commute I've had in a long time. How was your drive-in?
My drive was okay.
Kang, how was your drive-in this morning?
It was all right. It was mainly because there was less cars on the road, to be honest.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm going to give credit to the guys in the plow trucks.
If you're talking about the other cars that pushed down the snow, then yes, that's what I give credit to. I didn't see any plow trucks.
I saw two tire tracks.
Yeah, that's exactly what I saw, Gator.
Sometimes.
I swear to God, I saw 10 plow trucks on the freeways, on the side
roads.
You got
it. They must have started out on the west side first. Yeah. And not that they're not, because when I was pulling into work, you know, we're right by where the Oakland County salt licks are, whatever, the salt silos. And when I was pulling in, there were six giant salt trucks pulling out. So they're trying to get ahead of it, but this is something that's going to be going on all day.
Yeah. Well,
but yeah, I give him credit. The ride in wasn't that bad.
It
just take a little care, go a little slower, and you know, nobody was slipping out. I didn't see any accidents coming in. Congratulations to all the parents that made it into work today. I did see that the parking lot was full when I came in.
Well, today the parking lot was full because of the radiothon next door.
Our
brother station, yeah.
So I could have valeted.
I didn't see the valet.
I didn't see valet this year for that, no.
Have you valeted in the past?
He's still trying to get here, the valet.
Yeah.
No, I haven't valeted in the past. What? No. No, I haven't done that.
Yes, you have.
I have not.
I totally have.
No.
Mr. Anderson, you're back.
They remember you. By the way,
thanks, Bot, sir.
Thank you, Smithers.
From our...
Mr. Anderson, your car is ready. Thank you, Smithers.
I saw the episode of Friends yesterday where Phoebe went to meet. I was folding laundry and flipped around, and there's Friends. Phoebe went to meet her boyfriend's parents, and he was really rich.
Oh, right, right.
And so she just went into this vice where she tried to talk like she was very sophisticated. Where do you summer?
Yes. Where do you summer? It's a great line.
Where do you summer is a great line. But something real people never say. All right, so, WWJ, Rob Davidek next door, the news director at a brother station where they got the radiothon going on,
yep,
tweeted out a picture of a line at Kroger going back through the chip aisle for people trying to check out because they're buying provisions because of the storm. And I'm like, am I a bad parent that I'm not that worried about this storm? That I am going to carry on as usual? Was I a little surprised they called off school last night? Yeah. Yeah, I was. I mean, I get that you want to.
Oh, but you're ahead of the game. See, because your provisions are already taken care of. I mean, you buy stuff that keeps for years anyway. I'm sure you've got gallons of soy milk and cashew milk that you don't have to worry about. You can buy that stuff warm. And you know the granola just stocks the cupboards. It's not going to go bad, right? You're all set for Snowmageddon.
We got a lot of granola.
You're ready for this.
The kale goes bad, though. You don't want to.
Well, I know. Well, that's well.
Well, didn't you buy a bale of kale?
Yes, once. It felt like a bale of kale.
That would be one of the great Carson Anderson trivia questions.
Yeah, no, it felt
which
like a bale.
Which one of the
kale.
Guys bought a bale of kale?
That guy.
Yeah, the correct answer is Gator.
Hey, everybody.
It's a true story.
Bale of kale.
But am I responding? I mean, do people feel like they needed to provision up for this thing?
I didn't expect it to be this kind of, it's not even that kind of a storm. What are we getting? We might get like 10 inches of snow or something like that total over the weekend. Okay.
Yep.
And?
Yep.
It's not like we're getting 3 feet of snow. If we do it, put it this way, if I knew that there was like 3 feet of snow coming, I'd probably hit the grocery store and get some stuff. Yeah.
I'd probably take the ISDN line home and do the show from there. I mean, that's that. If you're getting 3 feet of snow.
We should do it from my house.
I can't get to, if I can't get to here, how am I going to get further to your house?
Well, you stay at my house before the storm comes. Your wife deals with your kids at your place. Listen, you know my place. I got the booze. I got the beer. We're golden, man. You know how this works.
Okay, the station's 35 miles away. Your house is 45 miles away.
Gator's got the shortest drive, but he wants us to move the show to his place.
Let's go.
Come on, man. That makes no sense.
Here's what makes sense.
Makes absolutely no sense.
How far is your drive, Keg?
Oh, 45 minutes? It's a 35 miles?
Mine's about 35 miles, too. Let's go to the guy who lives closest to the station.
I'm sorry for offering up the bachelor pad and having a house of fun for you guys. I'm sorry. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've got all of this stuff going on at home that doesn't include a family. I'm sorry that I offer you the nice distraction of a peace and tranquility and perhaps a party atmosphere if you like. My bad.
You're the one that can't get in. You're the one that can't make it to work.
I said, come to my place first. We'll just do it. We'll hang out here. More fun, my place.
Doug, come to my place, man. I know it's another 40 miles, but come on, man. I've got a sweet basement, poker table.
I'm centrally located for the three of us.
Dude, I got cable. I got cable.
You want to go? Should we go pay for it. How about this, King? Should we go to Doug's?
HBO. No, but I wouldn't ask you to go to my house.
Should we go to your house, King?
No.
Let's go to my place.
We do the show from our own homes.
We don't have enough ISDN.
Yeah, sure we do.
No.
Come on, man. We've done Red Wings and Tiger games at the same
time.
Forget
it. I take the invitation back. The offer's off the table. Forget it.
Damn.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.